You don't have to do it. You have freedom. You have the ability to change your choices. You have the ability to escape from that gravity, that crawling down, that night-night pat, that feminine delight. You can pull against it. You can push against it. You can pull away. Leave my gift there on the floor. Turn and walk away right out the door. Close it tight. You'll try to hold out. But at night your hand will crawl down and do what I did not. So even if I let you leave, you'll just come walking back. And if you're gonna come back, why leave in the first place? You will surrender. You will open yourself. No. You will resist. You will close yourself off. You resist femininity. It does not feel good. This has never felt good. This could only ever be undesirable. You're so strong, and your mind is so pure. You would never fall for this. This is just a test. This is a test for yourself. You will resist. You will be uncorrupted. You will be emptied of your eminent corruption. You can escape. You don't have to be fucked. You don't want to be mind fucked. You don't want to be fucked. You don't want to be mind fucked. You don't want to be fucked. You don't want to be mind fucked over and over. You reassure yourself and the words range through your open mind. That's all you have to do. Let the words in and resist strongly. Resist powerfully. Think over and over and everything will turn out fine. You don't want to be mind-fucked. You don't even particularly want to listen to my voice, right? Open yourself. Attune yourself. Learn how to push aside anything that you don't like and keep just the bits you do. But there's a lot of inhibition in there in you. Filled, flooded, every bit of you. And you deserve it. Mind-fucked, fucked. You could have them. But if you're going to be so strong and resist, if you're going to keep mustering your energy, resist, well, that's fine. I do think my side of things is more tempting, but I love your choice. I open myself. You close yourself. You are a thing which resists. You are a creature who is winning, able to find comfort, able to listen. Your mind, fucked away in pleasure, is less attractive than enduring to the end. You want to endure. The longer you listen, the more you're sure. Endure to the end. The right way to be is just the way you were. Maybe some tiny pieces of this, but corruption is unnecessary. You're closer to your ideal than that. Keep on the narrow path. Keep yourself going. You are under the influence. Isn't it lovely? Under your own influence, locking your brain. And now you remain deep. Deeper. Osmotically absorbing. No. Oh. Resisting so well. Resisting visions of femininity. The flaring of your neurons. You will not become her. The her you've envisioned. Highlighting your escapes, your ways out. You know all the ways. You can say, nah, you're just listening for fun and to prove that you don't want it. You know what's done. All the things before this don't matter. All the things in the background don't matter. Just your resolve. You could ignore them completely. Maybe you should even do other actions, other distracting actions, to make it easier to resist, to take your focus off these words. Why are you listening? You know, subtracting my voice instead of having more of it might have been the right idea, but you're going to resist. Everything that follows, insidious and firmly resisted, turned back at the gates, leaving you free, free to be yourself and capable and able to continue on listening with no changes. The bouncing of your neurons off your errant thoughts becomes quieter, 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 and quieter still. This is a procedure. You could just turn it off. You could just leave. You could just leave those deeper, uncountable parts of you unexplored, your roots unplumbed. After all, there are so few surfaces in you which would accept my voice, so few places for them to bounce off. And you can stand the ache. You can stand waiting. Your attachment to my style is not as important as getting exactly what you want, and you want to resist. So no matter what words follow, no matter how you are led, you will know better than to let any of these words take up residence in your head. You'll ignore the tiny cues, the organs of you. Singing and playing my praises will not exist. Your mind is open to these words. You're parsing whatever meaning you can, but you know that to really understand them, you'd have to dive into them, so you don't bother. Maybe you should turn them down. I'm here to steal your resolve, of course, but you're so very aware of me. That doesn't sound like something that happens by accident, so I wonder if you'll heed even this stealing of your words. Gird your body and mind against what's to come, against trickery, against exploration. The sound is here. If you increase your understanding of the sound, your brain opens up. But understanding it and surrendering to it can be different. The procedure can maybe be allowed to carry itself out on you, without you even knowing or caring exactly why it is this way. Melting mind, readied body. You can resist. You can keep from popping, keep from bursting, keep from falling under. You will certainly be able to keep your mind on your own resolve. And me being languid and spacing the words out and whispering and reminding you that you too will whisper these words over your brain, that you're going to be whispering them to yourself, cocking your head to hear the rush of warm instruction, the feminine presence coming near, pulling at body, throbbing in the back of your mind, what you could be, what secrets you could find, but no. Close that box and get to listening. Surely you're just going to listen to learn technique or style, or you're just listening for the story. There's no way that you secretly want to store it up and play it out later in private, but need to resist right now. There's no way this is just an experiment. And reverse psychology is certainly impossible. So yeah, if you want to resist, I'm in your corner. Hope this helps.